Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Gail Buskey's back, too, ladies and gentlemen. Gail is a longtime member of our Brain Trust. She's the founder and the president, the CEO, and the cost accountant over at Team DoubleClick, and she is the person we turn to when we want to talk about how the administrative assistant profession is changing, how it's adjusting, evolving, morphing from where it was decades ago when I was celebrating and working with secretaries to make a living when in my business when I was with Xerox, for example, back in the 70s, to today where there's something called a virtual assistant. She's our good friend, Gail Buskey. Welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim. It's a pleasure and an honor to be here again.
Always a pleasure to have you back. I love telling the story, Gail, and I still run into some of the ladies that I knew back in the 70s when I was working for Xerox, and they'd have their annual secretary's day, and it was a big deal, and I helped sponsor it, and I'd go and support them and everything, and I still run into the ladies who remember those times, and they were really, I mean, they was absolutely, you know, what do you do for a living? I'm a secretary. I'm the secretary for so-and-so, and it was what they called it. It was their profession.
Absolutely.
And how did that become, what caused secretary to become, to the term secretary to fall out of favor?
You know, I think it was political correctness. We couldn't call them secretaries anymore. We had to have new terms, and I've even heard a new one, administrative technician is one of the new terms that colleges are cranking out now.
Well, you know, the thing is, if you think about it, secretaries did everything that administrative assistants do today. I know today when we think about administrative assistants, we're also talking about people who make some decisions on their own. They're dealing with technology. They do so many more things other than type letters and file. But if you think about it, the secretaries of the day that I remember, they did all that too. They just didn't have as much technology.
Exactly, and there is so much more that administrative assistants can do these days, whether virtual or not. There are so many online softwares and programs that allow us to connect with people on the other side of the earth.
Well, you know, it is. In that respect, it is appropriate, I think, to maybe have a more expansive term. As long as we change the name to give it a more expansive and appropriate title, and not because of some political correctness, I'll go along with that. But there aren't any secretaries anymore, are there? Nobody calls himself that anymore.
No one calls themselves a secretary anymore. It's administrative assistant.
And I think that's great. I actually think they should just say assistant to the president or assistant to the vice president or assistant to the general manager or something like that.
Well, and I think that would be more appropriate. There is so much that administrative assistants, well, and even secretaries back in the day, you know, so much that they did. It goes beyond data entry and answering telephones. In fact, we've been in business for 13 years, and just watching this group of folks does evolve. Right. It has been amazing. The term administrative assistant, it doesn't even come close to touching it.
I agree with that. And so if you ask someone, what is your title? And they say, I'm the administrative assistant to this person. And you say, well, what does that mean? It means I know what's really going on.
Exactly. Exactly. Well, and in many cases, you know, the administrative assistant runs the business in the owner's absence. And we're seeing virtual assistants do that now without even being located in the same office.
Right.
You know, they could be in California and the client in Virginia, and they're managing their entire businesses for them when they're on vacation or traveling, on business, whatever it is.
Mm-hmm. So now we have, and of course, some virtual assistants are not full-time virtual assistants, aren't they? I mean, I know ladies who, and I'm not being sexist here. The ones I'm thinking about happen to be ladies. I know ladies who through a compromise with their boss, they're in the office 3 days a week and they work from home 2 days a week. So they're virtual in part of that time. And if you think about it, Gail, when you have a boss that travels a lot, you've been virtual a long time, haven't you?
Absolutely.
Isn't virtual just not being face-to-face?
Exactly.
It doesn't matter who's on the road, who's not in the office, who is in the office, does it?
No, not anymore. You know, we've got so many technologies. I mean, cell phones, Skype, yep, email, text messaging, and we can send documents back and forth. There's even a neat program that we were introduced to, I suppose, about 2 or 3 years ago. It's called Dropbox. You've probably heard of it. It's an online tool. You store your files in Dropbox. So I can create a document, save it to Dropbox, and you can download it. Well, you don't even have to download it. You really work on it from the cloud.
Password protected, of course.
Exactly. And you can make changes to that document. You are the only other one. If I say you're the only other one, you can make changes to that document, and it'll sync for me in real time. So we can both actually work on that same document and not even have to send them back and forth anymore.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, I know administrative assistants that use all these different tools, and I mean, they may go, their boss may be gone in a month's time. This one particular one I'm thinking of, her boss might be in the office 5 days out of a month, not five in a row. She hardly sees him in a month's time, but yet they get a lot of work done.
Oh, absolutely. Well,
he would be dead in the water without her.
Well, and you know, working remotely like that, as you know, a client working with a virtual assistant or a small business working with a virtual assistant, productivity goes up too. So what we see a lot of times is if someone working remotely from home, they tend to get more accomplished. You know, virtual assistants are small business owners in their own right.
Which we're gonna talk about in a little bit. Now, folks, we're gonna put a little bit of a different spin on this virtual thing that I've been talking about. We've been talking about virtual inside of a non-virtual organization. When we come back, we're gonna talk about what Gail does every day, and that is the true virtual assistant. It's teamdoubleclick.com. Is that right, Gail?
You got it.
Check it out, folks. Teamdoubleclick.com. See what they offer. 20 after, I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.